Beloved ones, I can feel your energy. I can feel the happiness. I can feel all of the body saying, thank goodness to be able to get out of that rigidity that is a habit, and it gets released from time to time, and then you come back to the same pattern because the body is used to it and says, this is what feels safe. And then you take a deep breath and it relaxes a bit, and that feels even better. So I greet you in joy. I greet you in the feeling of allness. That space that you reached from time to time with the music, where you felt you were one with the music and you rose up higher. And there was a letting go of all of the shoulds and have-tos, all of the plans, I need to be here, I need to be there at certain times, whatever. And I don't have the microphone turned on, do I? Oh, okay. Okay. All these technicalities that I have tried to be one with. It's much more fun to be one than at the side. Very good. Well, where were we in our story? I think we were coming back from the Far East. We were looking at the body, which I gave thanks to, as you will do in each day when you get up and you say, hey, thank you for being here and allowing me to walk amongst the brothers and sisters and to speak with the tones of voice and to smile with the spirit that shows through the eyes. Bodies you make in the moment you decide to take incarnation, and you let it do its thing of becoming taller and wider quite often, and allowing the youthfulness of the body to be always present with you. There is, in truth, no need for the aging, except as you want to blend in with the brothers and sisters. So, I came back to the tomb, and I came inside and I looked at the body which had served me so well. I thanked it, and I said, okay, how about if we now turn to chapter 2, and we will come together once again, and with a thought. That's all it takes. The body was re-energized. And I found myself able to look through the eyes of the body. I felt myself able to move the arms, the legs, the body off of the table. I saw how well it had been taken care of by the women who served me and the body in the anointing that they did. And so the body was ready to be used again. There are stories that told that it was not quite the same. Ah, the body is speaking. Bodies do that. It was the same body reactivated. There have been, as I said, stories that have been told that it was not the same body. But in truth, it was. As near as I could activate it and, in my knowing, bring it forth. So, then I looked and I thought, okay, I know how to get out of this cave, but I want to take the body with me. What do we do now? And I looked at the huge stone that covered, we'll call it a rock, a boulder. It was very big, covering the entrance. And so, I did what you can do. What you have done sometimes to see if you could do it. I put forward the hand and I said, open. And I felt the energy because you think at first, you see it, and then it happens. You know that it's going to happen, and it does. That is how you walk forward or sideways or however. You have the thought, the idea, the visualization of how it's going to be, and as you were the small one, you were learning how to move the body around there's a memory. You go to the memory bank and you pull it forward. And so, energy focused to roll away, and it moved. Was I surprised? First time, yes, but not this time, because I had done it before. I had done quite a bit before that. The walking on water, this was fun, and yes, I had done that from the fishing ship, but I tried it first of all on the puddle of rainwater and felt how that was and how to walk above it. Knowing that always the spirit is in charge, and as you direct it as to what you want to have happen, it has to, hear that well, it has to obey you. Same thing with the body. As you want to give it direction, you want to change something, this you can do if you feel that the body is too big. You visualize, and you can do this visualization as you decide not to eat so much, whatever. Or you can say, okay, I will eat a lot, and then I will run around the block several times and let the food stuff, the calories, burn themselves off, whatever. You have various techniques that you can use, but the bottom line is that you believe, that you know that the body is your servant. It has to be, as you are being master, and you have brought it forth out of your consciousness, therefore, it has to behave. But there are some times when you want it to do something, and in the beginning especially, and you give it certain direction to do, and you're not quite sure it's going to happen, and the body says, she's not quite sure it's going to happen, and so nothing happens. You have to visualize, you have to know, you have to see it, and know that it's happening, and then it has to go forth. You are in charge of your reality every moment. So if you want to have energy for X, Y, and Z, just visualize, know that it's going to be there for you, trust that it's going to be there for you, and don't be too surprised when it happens. I have seen my beloved friend and teacher, the one you know as Judith, say, well, I'd really like X, Y, and Z, but I don't think it can happen. But I'll try. I'll give the command. See, nothing happened. Well, of course not, because there was not the follow-through of knowing that it's going to be. So, whatever you want to change, you are in control. You are master of your own destiny, moment by moment. And you have found this to be true, that you are happy when you are in the tones of the voice, the tones of the musical instrument, when you are at that place of feeling one with whatever you are doing, visualizing, and surprise of surprises, it comes forth. And you say, wow, hey, that was cool. I'm going to try that again sometime. And then you do. And after a while, you begin to know that it is going to happen. The first few times I tried walking on water, I walked on the puddle. Yes, the rain puddle that was left. And I got to the place where I knew I could do it. And I did walk on the top of the puddle, so that if I slipped a wee bit, it wasn't too wet. But after you do it once or twice and you know that you can do it, if you know that you can do it, if you know that you can do it, it happens. And then you say, wow, I didn't know I could do it. And then you fall down in the puddle. But okay, you are master. And when you claim your mastery, you know how that feels, then it has to follow. So, the stone was rolled away and I could walk forward. And I walked to the entrance, and the sunshine felt so good upon the body that had been lying there cold and unactivated, if that's a word, and standing in the sunshine felt like home. It felt like oneness. I have seen you do this in this lifetime. Go and stand in the sunshine and say, this feels so good. I feel all together, which in that moment you are, claiming your oneness. Then a woman came to tend the body. And I said to her, woman, what do you want to do? And she was most surprised to see the boulder that had been the large stone in front of the opening. And she said, what happened? And I said to her, Mary, do you not know me? Because she was not of the thinking that this could be. But when I spoke to her and she recognized the voice, she said, Master, you are alive. And I said, as you have often said, come, let us be together. When you feel in that space of love, when you want to know oneness, what is it that you often do? You reach out the arms and you say, come to me. The same as you do from time to time with a beloved pet. And they know. In fact, they're right there suggesting it to you. And you are taking some time, perhaps, to pick up the message. And then they want to be picked up. They want to be loved. Obviously. Obvious. And so you give to them. And your heart opens. Same as with Mary, who came to at the tomb to tend the body. And I said, in essence, I've already tended to it. See, I am alive. And with that, there was the exchange of love. You have a story in your holy book about my walking forth, because it had been, 3 days that I had not been activating the body. And I was at the 33 years of living, I was still quite happy with the body. I was not at the point where I had let the body become a bit old and decrepit. But I felt vigorous. I felt alive. I felt once again the blood flow in the body, waking up all of the cells of the body. And so, the words or the concept? Yes. I felt the great joy of being able to move the body once again and to feel it alive. And so I kept walking forward, and very soon there were a couple of other ones walking the same beautiful road. Beautiful with the trees on either side. And I came up to the ones who were walking and I said, isn't it a lovely day? Now, I didn't use those words, but in essence, that's basically what I was saying. And I asked, you know, what is happening? What is the news? And they said, you haven't heard the news? And I said, no, what is the news? So they told me that I, although I didn't acknowledge it, had been crucified along with two others who also ascended unto heaven. Not that they knew that part or cared. But I said, well, tell me the news of what's going around. And they told me that one, Yeshua, Ben Joseph, the one who was such a troublemaker because he talked of things that couldn't possibly be, and he suggested that if they did what was shared with them to do, that I, or that they, would go into the Father and be reactivated, not to worry about the body, that the body had to serve. And so I looked at them and I said, "Do you not recognize me?" And they said, "Who are you?" And I shared with them that I had been. And they said, "Oh, that's a great story." They thought they would humor me. This one obviously had been drinking a bit, or some other reason. And then there was a feeling. Know you where there is that feeling of oneness, where you use the mind, but the mind is not quite versatile enough? And there was a knowing, and they knew. Their lives from that point forward were changed, because they knew something miraculous could happen. They went forward and told others, and some believed and some didn't. Now, the ones who had been traveling with me for some time and had been hearing my talking about the Father and the power of the Father, they were more, I will say, inclined to believe that one Yeshua who was on the cross, where was the Christ, could come forward again, reactivate the body. Because the Roman soldiers who took the body down from the cross, they had to testify, and did, that the body was deceased. No life here. So how could I be walking with them, talking with them, and say that I was the same essence? It couldn't be. But yes, it was. So there was a feeling, a knowing, a questioning. Part of it was, "I can't believe it." And the other part was, "I want to believe it. I want to know." As everyone in this day and time yet wants to believe that there is more than just this life, more than just this body, more than just this small essence, wants to come truly alive and say, "I am the activating force of this body." I have said to you already in the time that I have spent with you, that you create your own reality, moment by moment by moment. That which you believe, truly believe within you, is then brought forward as the truth of your being, because you are the Christ essence. Even if the body doesn't at first act that way, even if the friends and the experts say, "Well, it can't be. You are born a certain mass of cells in the body a certain way, and they grow bigger and bigger, and until finally you are finished, and then that collection of cells is put either in the box or buried somewhere, or perhaps burned to allow the essence to go forward to heaven." Well, you can be, and you are, in heaven all the time, as you will acknowledge it, as you claim it, as you feel the joy of living. You are in heaven. At that moment, you are in love with someone. You are surrounded by friends. You have ideas that are uplifting, ideas that you want to see manifest and to demonstrate that, yes, I am the maker of my reality. And you are, even if you don't believe it, you are doing it all the time. So you might as well be happy about it, and might as well make it happy. I was truly, completely happy when I first experienced with the masters in the Far East how to leave the body and to acknowledge and know the reality of spirit apart from the body, and yet to leave the body breathing, circulating the nutrients through the blood, etc. Asleep, you will say, and then come back to it later. I had a most wondrous experience of knowing the truth of my being. Many ones in this day and time will make for themselves a reason, an illness of some sort, to slowly leave the body. And they do not believe that there could be a reactivation of the body at any moment. And yet, in every moment, you are declaring how the body is going to function. So therefore, as you will get in tune in the oneness with the body, you will speak to it, and it will speak to you, and you can go easily into what you call the next day, the forward of the future, as long as you want to. And ones are beginning to demonstrate this now. They may not know how it is done. They may not even really question, but you have friends, ones that you know and that you reach out and hug, and they are like, over a century old, which used to be like two lifetimes in one. And now they are, well, they're doing fine, you know, day by day by day by day, and now they are 101, 120, 135, etc. You have ones who are in your certain care places where they are doing very well, but the relatives have thought that they probably need care, and etc. That's where they are, but they're still doing fine. They're getting up in the morning, they're walking, they're talking, they're eating, digesting, whatever, and wondering to themselves, why am I still here? But hey, you know, I'm enjoying activating the body. So why not? I enjoy the talking, conversation with other ones. They may be two decades younger than I am, but I'm enjoying looking through their eyes and remembering how it felt to be two decades younger. And you know, I feel okay. I think I'll go swimming. And they do. And your medical people would look at them and say, well, you know, the swimming is good exercise, and that's what's keeping them alive. Well, it is here and here that is keeping them alive, because they know, they truly know that they are in love with life. So, they keep on keeping on. There are ones of your friends who wake up in the morning and they say, either in words or in thought, what new thing am I going to discover today? And as long as they are bouncing around and being happy, they're going to discover that, hey, I may be 110, but I'm still enjoying. And hey, by the way, I'm not going to tell the body that we're past the expiration date. Nah. One more day. One more week. One more year. I'll deal with that later. And so, on they go, having fun. The key to it is enjoying, being in joy with it. Yes. I have my assistant here. She knows, as you do, the secret of life. It is to
enjoy.
Very good. Be very much alive, yes. Exactly. To live each day in joy, in appreciation, in song. That allows your heart to open with the tones of the voice, with the playing on the certain keys, as they call them, to be uplifted and to share it with others, who then feed it back to you, because you can see them moving and enjoying and sometimes mouthing the words in oneness. That is the secret. Knowing that truly the body is of your making, your reality is of your making. So if you have something with the body that is not exactly easy. If it is a small thing, you can put up with it. But if it is a big thing, maybe start with a small, yes, and change it. Make it healthy. It doesn't have to scream at you. It already could have your attention. That is what bodies do when you don't pay attention. It screams at you and says, hey, pay attention. Something's going on here. Something that you might want to change. Life is to be a gift, a joy, to live it in that place that says, I am one with all that I see. My God, how beautiful that tree is. That tree would not be without your consciousness. Someone else's consciousness might say, you see that big, big tree out there? And you, because you're looking down and you're thinking, even if you're not physically looking down, you're really canceling. You would say, I don't see any tree. Oh, well, you mean that thing. And then there is this small activation, but it's not joy. And so, anyway, to get on, I digress. I am very good at digressing. Yes. My beloved friend and teacher, the one you know as Judith, she will tell me from time to time, but you digress. And I say, but it is more wealthy that way, more treasure. And she said, oh, you always have an answer. And I do. And so do you. There was, after that, a desire, after I walked with the two friends, and they are, there was a desire to meet with the rest of the disciples and to return to the upper room where we had celebrated such a feast the days before. And so I found a disciple and I said, I desire to break bread with you. I desire to be in the company of friends. And so I went and I walked into the room where the disciples were meeting, and there was a feeling very perplexed. How can this be? Because you see, the mind was working. And yet the feeling was, this is Yeshua. I don't know how it can be, but he was always doing miracles, so maybe it could be. And I assured them that it was. But there was one who wanted to know physically. He said, let me see your hands. Let me see where the nails, those big, heavy spikes. My hands were bigger. But this would not hold a spike. It's not, but anyway, not necessary. So I showed him my hands, and he could feel the indentation where the heavy spike had been. And he believed, because there was proof. Okay. And I said to the other ones, you know, happy are you, blessed are you, because you believed without having to see the evidence of it. You knew that this is something that's coming back to life, supposedly, activating the body. You knew that it could be done. Blessed are you, happy are you, because here it is, right in front of you. And we celebrated the renewal of life, the ongoingness of life. No matter how many years in your counting you have accumulated to yourself, no matter how the body seems to be making the cells that are not happy, and you say, well, it's only going to be a few days because the body is dying. Even up until the very last breath, you can change that. Hear that well, because at some point in time in this lifetime, you are going to be told by an expert that your days are numbered. In fact, there's only this many, and already these have been taken away. So you don't have many left, okay? And if you buy that as truth, you will pay and be extinguished. But the good news is you'll come back again, because you cannot truly extinguish life. So you thank the one who has deceased the body when you are called to celebrate the life that they lived. You thank the body for doing what it did. You speak to the body and say how well it has done. And then you say, see you later. And what my beloved friend and teacher, the one that you know as Judith, has said to ones who have exited meantime, she has said, we will meet again. Make sure I know that you are the reactivation of one she has known. And to her great surprise, this has happened when she looked upon the deceased body, and yet there was a knowing that I will meet you again. And you do. If there is belief. If it is not important to you and you really don't care, maybe they were a so-and-so in a lifetime and you've decided good riddance, and that does happen. You think, well, you know, I'm free of that one now. So you don't want to meet up with them again unless there is a change. You can meet up with another one and you'll say, you know, that even that little one that's bebopping around here doing X, Y, and Z reminds me of great Uncle so-and-so. And you have felt that, haven't you? There is an essence about them that you say, you know, there's something familiar there. And there is. Because that one has decided, even at the very small size, that they will come back and experience for the joy of it, for the fun of being alive. Okay, now we can move into another chapter. And the other chapter is, ones will reactivate a body of some sort, if they desire to. But it does not mean that they are going to do it on Holy Mother Earth. There is a good chance that they will, because it is familiar, and because the friends, perhaps, are still here. But some will opt to be a different form, a different life form, on a different body, or in another body. So it may take what you would see from this vantage point several lifetimes before you meet up again. And by that time, your thinking probably has changed, and it doesn't really matter, except that you feel a familiarity. You have felt this with ones, and you have known that you have shared lifetimes, maybe on Holy Mother Earth, and maybe not, quite often not, because ones of you who are interested in knowing more, you have activated form on other heavenly bodies, known as planets or even galaxies. You are the ones who are always asking, what more is there? What can I hear about? What can I read about? I want to hear someone else's story. I want to be friends with that one because I can see they are a thinking person. And there's something that they have come to share with me. And so you make friends with one who could be a little bit out there in your terminology now. Maybe they are out there with some of their beliefs, but you say, that's okay, I want to know. I want to be reminded. Because all of your friends, all of the ones that you interact with, have a gift to share with you. They maybe have read a book that really turned them on, and they want to share that with you. Maybe they've gone to a gathering where this strange person with strange ideas was speaking, and yet it was exciting. So you wanted to know more. Maybe you just wanted to share with them a dream that you had, an idea that you had that was bringing together the angels, the angel nature. And you wanted to have other ones be uplifted by the possibility and even probability that there are really angels around. There are angels in this room, as you have felt. Yes, exactly. And you have known that. You can feel it. There are musical tones that are in the atmosphere, as you call it. And if you are sitting in what is termed the peaceful place, meditation perhaps, and you're sitting there feeling open, and you begin to hear something, this has happened for you. And you say, I wonder what that would be like to put that into the tones. And then you have said, okay, keep it up here until I can write it down, or I can play it, or it will come forth. And it does. Even some of the things that you want to experiment with, some of the technology that just really sends you round the bend when it doesn't work, and when it does work, it's aha, this came together and this works. I have moved in my understanding onto another level. And that's happened for this one. And he has run out trying to explain it to someone else. And they have said, that's nice. And he said, but you don't really understand what I'm telling you. And they say, oh, that's okay. It's only important that you understand it. Anyone ever said that to you? Never. Of course. Yes, they have. They have. And then they have gone away and they have said, that one, known as William, he gets strange ideas. He even says that all are related. Even the wavelengths on the certain technology, they have relationships with each other. And then if you want to say that to someone, they will say, oh, of course, sure, oh, yes, right. Ha, of course. You have all had that experience. You try to explain it to someone, and because in this point of time, they are not at that place. Maybe some other lifetime they have been or will be, but they've said, well, it's okay for her, but, and then they walk on. And that is okay. You are as the radiance of the rays of the sun, each one beaming forth your truth, your excitement of being, manifesting, bringing forth something to share with other ones. And it is great because you are heart to heart, ear to ear, eye to eye with them as they grasp what you have seen, perhaps visually, perhaps within the mind. And there is a certain upliftment that happens when you meet someone else who, quote, speaks my language and understands what I'm trying to say. It was the same in my day and time. There were ones of the great multitudes who caught what I was trying to put into the words. And you do the same thing in this day and time. You will use words as far as they can convey the idea. And then you try to send it, hoping that the other one's going to be receptive to it. And maybe they will be, or maybe it'll be another lifetime before. But it is a gift, and you give it freely. And sometimes they take it. I know that feeling. And sometimes they don't. I know that feeling. Okay. Or sometimes, as they have said at a certain level, perhaps not spoken in words, I will come to that later, Yeshua. Not right now. I have a different point of focus that I'm doing. And that is okay too. You give your gift. If it is accepted, there's celebration. But if it is not, you say, okay, later, sometime. And believe and know that truly later does come. Because the ones of the scribes and Pharisees, the ones who thought they knew better and did not attend to my, what I thought was the most wonderful message, they have come in what you would term a later lifetime to the place where they have discovered, aha, and that is good. This weekend that you celebrate life coming again, life, the upliftment of the ideas of new life, renewal, is exciting. This lifetime where you have found other ones who understand and want to know what you have been discovering and what you get excited about. And you have a grouping of ones who want to walk with you in the excitement of sharing, of knowing. And you get so, as you would say in your modern parlance, uplifted, excited, turned on. And you want to share it. And that is the gift that is priceless. The gift that is without terminology, without price. You all have a way of doing this. Through the eyes, through the voice, through the hugs, through just saying, here, you know, I discovered this book and it was exciting to me. And you pass it on. And maybe they look at it, and maybe they open it, and maybe they don't. But you have given of yourself, and that is what is priceless. Every time you smile at another one, you give of yourself, and it is priceless. Every time you find a word to uplift, to give to other ones, hope, belief in themselves, or belief in the angels that surround all the time, surround you as you walk, as you talk, as you work. All the time, there are angels attending to you. Sometimes you will want to study the various names and groupings of angels and call them to yourself, and they will answer you. They are in this room. They are outside in the garden. They are in the heavens. And they are just awaiting your invitation. I made it a point in my lifetime to walk with the angels, because oftentimes they had a more uplifting message than the human friends who walked with me. And that was okay too. But sometimes, in your quiet time, you are asking, what more is there? And all the time while you are asking, you are surrounded by love. You are surrounded by angelic music. Stop for a moment, listen, breathe, and claim. Don't forget that last part. And claim that the angels walk amongst you. As you know, they have made themselves known to you because you have asked them. You have said, I will listen. And they have said, oh, good. Surprise, surprise. You lead a blessed life. In this lifetime, you are coming to the point of awakening, the point of knowing your blessedness. You will share it with other ones in whatever level where they can accept it. In the hug, the smile, the word, even in the song, the music, you all have gifts of language, different language perhaps. I taught to the ones who were hungering and thirsting to know the truth of their being. You were, in that lifetime, the one who wanted to know what more is there. And you have come back many lifetimes and with the same question. And you get a little piece and another little piece. And after a while you say, there is a tapestry here. There is a most wondrous message. I will stop. I will breathe. I will celebrate. I will be all that I can be. And the angels sing because they know that you are inviting the truth of your being to come according to your talent. Some of you have the talent for speaking, for getting ideas across, for writing. Some of you have a talent for uplifting others because you believe in them and you can put it into words and you say, I believe in you. I know who you are. They will say, well, you just met me. You don't know. And you say, I do. I know the essence of you, and it is good. And you can share that. Do not be afraid to say that. I believe in you. It may turn their life around or not. That is not up to you. It is up to their choice. However, as you say those words, they may stop for a moment and say, maybe there's something else in this message. And you may have changed some of their thinking. You never know what your smile can do. You never know what a word of upliftment can do. And you don't have to know. You just do your thing and bless everyone by it. I will share with you that I am happy with you. I was going to use the word proud, but that is more of a worldly thing. But I am proud of you, because you are hungering and thirsting and finding that which is uplifting, finding that which you can share with another one and change how they feel about themselves and about the world. In the world, as you have seen, you will have opportunity to give forth love and the belief in the goodness of life. You have an example working itself out right now, where I have heard your cries. Yeshua, what's happening? Are we not wiser, more comforting than this? Do we not believe in the sanctity of even human life? It's bad enough to watch the destruction of animal, different kingdoms as they are, life. But I thought we had come past this point. In truth, there are groupings of ones finalizing, coming to that final, I am finished point. So count it all as good, because whatever they needed completion with, they are finding that completion. Count it all as good. And know that you are the Father's love in action. Be happy, because your Father is. Be joyful, because your mother is, not the human father or mother. But be joyful in the oneness of truth. So be it.